This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is part of the pure, rich and pristine teachings of Islam that we offer comfort, solace and express our commiseration to the bereaved individual. Many people ask the question, how do you comfort someone who lost his spouse, his son, his child, his parent, etc.? Well, once again, we learn from the lives of the Sahaba that the most comforting and soothing words that can be said to such an individual is to speak about the noble deeds of the late person who has passed away. Speak about your journey of Hajj with him. Speak about his love for Quran. Speak about his generosity. Speak about selflessness. This will help the bereaved family to heal and to cope better. There's an amazing incident of the great companion Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu, who comes to his mum on the eve of his martyrdom. And believe it or not, he offers words of condolence in advance to his mother, saying to her, "Oh my mum, I will not see the sun set. And tonight your son will be late and he will be into the mercy of Allah. So I say this to you in advance, oh my mum, not to flatter myself or inflate myself, but to help you heal, and these are words that will help you cope." Subhanallah. Kuni ala thiqatin annabnaki lam yata'ammad ityana munkarin qattu. Oh my mom, take solace from the fact that your son, meaning himself, never deliberately disobeyed Allah once in his entire life. La ilaha illallah. وَمَا عَمِلَ بِفَاحِشَةٍ قَطُّ. And with the grace of Allah, there is no blotch or blemish of immorality on my garment. Furthermore, O my mom, وَلَمْ يَغْدِرْ فِي أَمَانٍ. I'm happy to tell you with the grace of Allah, I have never committed a breach in any trust. وَلَمْ يَتَعَمَّدْ ظُلْمَ مُسْلِمٍ وَلَا مُعَاهِدٍ. And I never oppressed or abused any human, Muslim or otherwise. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْءٌ عِنْدَهُ آثَرْ مِنْ رِضَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. And nothing brought greater joy to me than pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا أَقُولُ ذَلِكَ تَزْكِيَةً لِنَفْسِي. And the aim of informing you about this is not to praise myself or flatter myself or inflate myself. وَإِنَّمَا قُلْتُهُ لِأُدْخِلَ الْعَزَاءَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ. But to offer you words of comfort in advance. The mother replies by saying, Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alaka ala ma yuhibbu wa uhibbu. All praise belongs to Allah who fashioned you in a manner that is pleasing to him and to me.